Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of the top criminal defense attorneys in the country, Dominic Gentile, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're absolutely delighted to welcome to the program for the first time, Dominic Gentile. He's one of the country's top criminal defense lawyers. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. It's nice to be here.
So the news over the weekend was the state bar is barring Harry V. Whittemore from having a license until 2017. Is this a major problem as he is currently residing in Lompoc until at least 2016?
Yeah, I don't see it impeding his ability to practice law at Lompoc because he can't. And while it will be a problem when he is out, the good news, I suppose, is that it does expire in 2017, and he shouldn't have any kind of serious problem being reinstated.
He recently lost a round of the Ninth Circuit. What happened there?
The Ninth Circuit had a case that we basically based our entire defense on. The opinion was the O'Donnell opinion, and in the O'Donnell opinion, the Ninth Circuit gave indication that if you made a gift that was unconditional, that that did not violate the law. And it happened to be the facts of Harvey's case. In this opinion, the Ninth Circuit basically retracted from the O'Donnell opinion. So they kind of acknowledged that there might have been a problem, but there isn't anymore, because they basically said that even a gift is deemed to be not permitted. If you make the gift and then later the person that you gave the gift to in turn contributes that to a campaign.
Okay, so that doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
It doesn't. The Ninth Circuit, we are actually right now, as I sit here speaking with you, we're working on a petition to the United States Supreme Court to really focus on two issues. One is, should there be any kind of limitations on what an individual can give to a candidate at least four of the justices on the United States Supreme Court have given indications in recent years that they would support the abolition of any kind of a law that would impede someone's ability to give as much money as they want to a candidate of their choice. But there's a second subset that we're seeking review in the Supreme Court on in case they don't want to bite off the first one. And the second is, why should state law not be considered when you are construing the federal campaign contributions limitations? Under Nevada law, it was clear as a bell that Harvey gave unconditional gifts to the people that some of whom, even most of whom, in turn gave that money or a lot of it over to Harry Reid. The Ninth Circuit's opinion took the position that state law shouldn't matter. And if that's the case, then it goes way beyond what should be permissible, because people have First Amendment rights and you have a right to participate. And separate and apart from whether your gift violated some contribution limit, you should still have a right to make that gift. None of these donations that were made by the people that received the gifts exceeded the contribution limit. The only way that they would be deemed to exceed it is if they were looked at collectively and then traced back to Harvey as being the person who made the gifts. So we believe that the Ninth Circuit's decision that basically ignores Nevada law as to whether that's a gift or not is not what Congress intended, and if it is, it violates the First Amendment rights of the people who received the gifts and then made the contributions.
Okay, now I am not a lawyer and don't pretend to be one, but don't you have a situation of commingling where somebody takes a certain amount of money, puts it into their bank account, and then makes a donation to a political campaign?
You do, but that's a very highly technical and probably not successful legal argument to make.
And that's why I'm not an attorney.
Right.
What was this really all about? Was this about going after Senator Reid and trying to find some kind of wrongdoing with Senator Reid that obviously did not occur? What was it really all about?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. What I believe it was all about is a conflict that existed between Harvey and his former business partners. And they actually went out and hired criminal defense attorneys to go out and look for something that they could bring to the government that would basically coerce Harvey into settling with them and getting out of that business venture. And that's what they did.
May we expand and say that these are Albert and Tom Sino, who are co-owners of the Pepper Mill. They also were in partnership with the Red Hawk Development in Northern Nevada and Coyote Springs in Southern Nevada.
Well, they were his business partners, and that is the business that he had to basically settle with them to get out of.
Okay, and this was because there was a safe within one of their properties that they were able to open and find this information?
Oh, it wasn't in a safe. It was in a file cabinet. When Harvey was basically not at the offices, they went through his files, and among the things that he had was a campaign contribution file. Actually, he had many campaign contribution files. You know, one would think that a person as smart as Harvey, if he thought he was breaking the law, certainly wouldn't have kept written proof of it. And so I think that's a real good reflection on his state of mind as to whether he thought he was complying with the law or not. But that's what happened. They went through his files. It was not a safe. He wasn't trying to hide it from anybody. And they basically combed through those files to try to put together something that would put him in a position where he had to settle with them.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Dominic Gentile when we come back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dominic Gentile. He was Harvey Whittemore's attorney and continues to be so. In the previous segment, you were talking about his former business partners. There were many stories in the Reno Gazette Journal about threats towards Mr. Whittemore and his wife, Annette, who I must point out for the audience are good friends of mine, so I don't want to not put that out there. But that all seemed to dissolve. Were the threats real? What ended up happening there?
I can only tell you, because I wasn't there when the threats were made, I can only tell you that from the very first time I spoke to Harvey about this situation all the way up until 2 weeks ago when I spoke to him again in Lompoc, that he has always maintained that those things happened. And I believe Harvey Whittemore.
At the end of the settlement, it would appear that not everything went in the Cino's direction, that there were certain things that... came out of that.
Yeah, Harvey walked away with some money, and that's not what they wanted. But there are some aspects of that settlement that are basically not disclosable. And all I could tell you is that we mounted a pretty good resistance to their position.
And nobody wanted to be in court.
Nobody. Well, they certainly didn't want to be in court. Harvey didn't care about being in court, but they didn't want to be.
Going back to the whole contribution situation, doesn't the Citizens United decision and subsequent decisions make all of this moot in 2015?
Not yet. The Harvey Whittemore case may very well be the next step in that direction. That is exactly, I said earlier that there are two issues that we are bringing to the attention of the United States Supreme Court. Now, they don't have to take the case. They could recognize these issues as being important, but decide that this isn't the right case to decide those issues upon, and then the next one and the next one, and then maybe four down the road, they'll ultimately take that issue. You can bet on that. But I do believe that at least four of the justices are prepared to do away with campaign contribution limits on individuals.
Well, it seems to make sense when corporations and unions are recognized as people, essentially, but people aren't recognized as people under the circumstance.
Yeah. I never thought of it that way, but you're right.
I mean, there's just a great irony here.
Yeah.
Opening up the topic to a broader place, does it bother you of just how much money there is in politics these days, and the third-party money has become so great that the actual parties, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party being the main ones, cannot even compete on the level that private individuals and corporations can compete on?
Well, I happen to be a believer in that system, all right? I myself would never have, and I'm a Democrat. I've been a Democrat. My father was a Richard J. Daley, Chicago Machine Democrat, precinct captain. And so, I've been a Democrat And everybody knows it. I've never hidden it. I've represented a lot of Republicans because of it, actually. I can only say that it doesn't bother me. No, it doesn't. It bothers me that you can buy an election. It bothers me that it takes millions and millions of dollars of advertising, most of which says nothing. And if you have more money to do more advertising, the people out there that hear your message don't even know what your message is, but they'll vote for you because they saw you more and they recognize your name. That bothers me. But, you know, what that leads to is both candidates or however many candidates may be seeking an office to have to go out there and work harder to get that money. And that doesn't bother me because presumably... if their position is something that people are willing to support, whether it be with a $1 contribution or $1 million contribution, it shouldn't matter. Not in my mind. Now, I recognize that is certainly not the position of the Democratic Party, but I don't care about that. I think that it's really, you know, let's do away with the media. Let's forget about our current media. Let's forget about Facebook and Twitter and cable and all of the different avenues of getting your message electronically to the public. Let's go back to the days when people got on the back of railroad trains and made whistle stops in cities throughout the country or throughout the state when they were running for either nationwide or statewide office.
You know, but what I've got to do is I've got to bring up and ask the question, did you see the movie Lincoln?
Sure I did.
Okay. So Harry Reid has said publicly that's what he does for a living. I mean, you know, after the election, you had a lame duck Congress, and they went out and they got jobs for all the people that they wanted to get their votes from. I mean, the amount of money has changed, but really not the tactics.
No. And nor should it. That's politics, all right? The problem with the average American is that they've never been inside a sausage factory to see it made.
It's actually prettier in a sausage factory.
Okay. I mean, that's politics. That's what it's about. And it's never going to be any different unless we suddenly decide that we should have a benevolent dictator. I mean, as long as we're trying to preserve a Republican form of government through a democracy, then that is exactly what the game is. And if you know, like Harry Truman said, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's the way the game is played. The key is to be one of the players. And that's where the money comes in. And that's where the message comes in.
Well, and it's also fascinating of how many people have now made a career out of running for president that have absolutely no chance of winning. But at the same time, their supporters, their base, will give them millions of dollars to run a campaign, even though they know it'll go nowhere.
Maybe they're expecting something when the person isn't in office. You know, I mean, nobody gives away money for nothing. All right, they have to raise money at all. The person who's giving you the money must perceive in you something that is either good or good for them.
Or in Sheldon Adelson's case with Newt Gingrich, some kind of royalty.
Something.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dominic Gentile when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some very important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this fantastic money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. Quicken Loans is here to help you save money. Why Quicken Loans? The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. We'll work with you to understand your specific circumstances and strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. Then we'll guide you through each step of the mortgage refinance process to make sure that it's both simple and easy. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. To learn more about this money-saving U.S. government program, call Quicken Loans today or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dominic Gentile, who has a new law firm, Gentile, Cristalli, and Miller, the Miller being Ross Miller, former Secretary of State. What is his role with your law firm? He was formerly a Clark County prosecutor.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing about Ross Miller. The first time I saw him in a courtroom, I had no idea who he was. But he has a bearing. There are some people that have just a commanding bearing. And when they walk into a room, people notice them. And that was Ross Miller. And I saw him make a presentation. I can't remember what it was today. But there was something about it that said to me, you got to keep your eye on this guy. He's going to go somewhere. And then, of course, later on, I learned that same day, actually, I asked who it was. And I learned that was Ross Miller. You know, his father and I used to battle in courtrooms 40 years ago. So as time went on, I've always supported Ross. He was a good prosecutor. He wasn't just a prosecutor. He was a very good prosecutor who really understood the rules of evidence. And I supported him throughout his political career and frankly never expected that he would leave public office. And certainly he wasn't trying to leave public office, but he did. So when the opportunity arose, I was at Gordon Silver at the time, and there had been some problems for me, not for the firm. Firm's a great firm, and it is absolutely a top-shelf firm, and it will remain so forever. But I had been running into a lot of conflicts of interest because that firm represents many institutional clients on a regular basis, and I had had several opportunities in the last couple of years that I wasn't able to take advantage of because of the conflict issue. So I had been thinking for a while about what to do about that, and of course, the only thing you can really do about it is leave the firm and start up something on your own. Well, when Ross became available, I actually brought him to Gordon Silver. And he started thinking, and I started thinking, and Michael Cristalli started thinking, and then the next thing you know is we decided to go out and set up our own shop. It solves the conflict problems. It is going to be a litigation-oriented firm, but it's really, lawyers actually are problem solvers, or problem creators. the law is a great instrument, but it's not the only instrument. If it's the only instrument you're relying upon, you're going to spend a lot of money to get to where you want to get. The thing that Ross brings to this firm is not only his skill as a lawyer, but he also brings with him the knowledge not of how agencies or courts work, but also how they should work. And you have to remember, he moved into the governor's mansion when he was 13 years old. So he's seen sausage made. Let's get back to that one. And he's just a great problem solver. And I think regardless of what your party affiliation, he ran the Secretary of State's office quite well. It became very efficient under his helm.
And that's been traditionally a nonpartisan office, even though it's a partisan race.
Right. And so his role in this law firm is going to be to lead along with the other two partners. I mean, believe me, we're fortunate to have him. And for as long as we have him, I want to take advantage of every minute of being able to work with him, because he knows a lot of people. He knows how agencies work. And we get back to the law should not be the only tool. If you can persuade somebody because of a prior relationship with them that what they're doing is not the way it was designed to be done, and if they believe you, well, you've just shortcutted the path to solving a problem. He's got that, and he's got the ability to go into court. He's shown that in the term limits case. He's got, he brought that case, I don't remember how long ago that was now, maybe 6 years ago. Yeah. And it was people in his own party that he went after in terms of saying, this is the law. And whereas you might want it to work this way, it's not going to. And he's the guy that brought that case to the Supreme Court. So that gives you a little insight into Ross.
And that's where we have to leave it today. But would you please come back?
Sure.
I would sure appreciate it.
Sure.
Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Why are more people in Northern Nevada buying new Nissan Altimas? Well, it's the great deals at Nissan of Reno. Get a nicely equipped 2015 Altima for just $19,999. Plus, we have over 30 to choose from at that price. Deals this good are only at Nissan of Reno.
Let's roll for sound.
All right.
Take one, marker.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It's important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And now with our fixed tuition promise, your tuition will never be raised during your program. So you can focus on what's truly important, your future.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just seeing that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health. And yours.
At Nissan of Reno, we have more ways to save than ever before. Check out a new Sentra for $15,999. Then get a $500 rebate plus 0% financing for 72 months. We can do all that with no money down. Deals this good are only at Nissan of Reno.
You can download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. On the next broadcast, we'll be back in Carson City covering the legislature. We'll see you then.